Inspiration Nation, hello. Welcome to another week on the podcast. As you know, I'm here. I'm going solo today. Going solo because Lee and Ryan aren't very well. So this is one between you and me. So I hope you have an amazing evening. You know we're going live on Instagram. We know we're going a bit earlier today. We are now 8 o'clock. But I know that you'll be listening to this. And if you're coming on, you'll get a shout out once you come on Instagram. So really looking forward to going through today. So what have we got on today? I wanted to read you an amazing passage. Before I do that, don't forget you can catch us on Listen to IN on Twitter even. We're also across Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on all the platforms, on Jose Noir Inspiration Nation. Go on YouTube, all that jazz. That'd be fantastic if you would actually go and follow us on there, comment. You know, you've got Lee Ryan always adding massive value and always want you to feel inspired every single day. That's why we do this content, right? That's why we do it. We want to feel inspired, you know, every day doing things like that. So let me just go through this passage today. I want to share with you a passage that really inspired me. It's by Jim Rohn. Now, if you know Anthony Robbins, you'll know Jim Rohn is one of the mentors for Tony Robbins. And there's something really awesome about what he actually said. So I'm going to read this out to you so you can get this as well, which I'd love to share with you today. So Jim Rohn, let's face it, people and events are going to continue to both hurt and disappoint you. Among the people will be those you most love, as well as those you least know. Seldom is it their intent to purposely hurt you, but rather a variety of situations, mostly beyond your control. They'll cause them to act, speak, or think in ways which can have an adverse effect upon you, your present feelings and emotions, and the way your life upholds. It has been this way through 6,000 years of recorded history, and your hurt or grief is not the first time a human has been deeply hurt by the inappropriate actions of another. The only way to avoid being touched by life, the good as well as the bad, is to withdraw from society. And even then, you'll disappoint yourself, and your imagining about what is going on out there will haunt you and hurt you. Knowing this, there is but one solution that will support you when people and events hurt you, and that is to learn to work harder on your personal growth than anything else. Since you cannot control the weather or the traffic or the one you love or your neighbours or your boss, then you must learn to control you. The one whose response to difficulties of life really counts. Remember, the one whose response to difficulties of life really counts. Hey, Posh Notions, welcome for joining. You're my first one. Let me wave to you. So I just wanted to talk about this. I think this is a brilliant passage by Jim Rohn. And this is where we talk about what we can and can't control. We talked about it before in the podcast. I don't know. Lee and Ryan are the ones that are like the magicians on the podcast. To know the episodes, there's so many of now. I think it's episode 109 we're on. What I like to do is act without expectation. You do things without expectation. That's where I think the gold is. You know, you do something because you don't expect anything in return, because that is the only way you're never going to be disappointed, right? You still are a good human, okay? But I think what happens in this society and generally is you people do things. Well, I've done it in the past. I've done it. I've done things. I want something in return. Now I've come to this mindset that it really doesn't matter. Once I'm doing it with intention to serve, intention to help, I don't want anything in return. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to do it because I'm doing this podcast because I want it to help you. I really want it to help you, inspire you to your next level. Right? I'm not doing it because I want anything. I'm doing it because if you want to listen, you're listening. If not, you won't. But I'm not doing any expectations. I just really want this to help you. And that's what I mean by Jim Rohn, right? He talks about your environment. He talks about you can't control your loved ones. You can't control your daughter, whatever. You can only, the person you control is you. And thanks for the love. I appreciate it. And this is where I think a lot of people go wrong, okay? A lot of people go wrong because they think, well, if I do this, I'm expecting this, and they get disappointed. The best thing is just not to do it that way, is to do it because you intention to serve or intention to help people. And if you do it that way, you'll get less disappointment, but you'll feel really fulfilled because you're now coming from a place of no expectations. You don't want anything in return. You're just doing it because you love it. And Posh Notions, I know you've got a great Instagram page, so go and check Posh Notions out on her Instagram page. She makes loads of great stuff. I think the face masks I've seen Posh Notions create, great on Instagram. So brilliant. Just go check her out. Fantastic. Always adding value out there as well. I see a lot of stuff Posh Notions. It's really, really good. So when we're talking about, you know, personal development, what do we actually mean? What do we actually mean? Yeah, you're welcome, Posh Notions. You're welcome. We're talking about really, you know, when we have personal growth, we're talking about things that help us grow. So what do you do? You know, what do you do? Put it in the chat. Put it in the comments. This is going live on YouTube, right? So this is not live. It's going to go on YouTube. So put it in there, but or on the Instagram, okay? Personal growth is about you and your habits. So if you haven't heard my story before, if you go back to episode one of the Inspirational Operation podcast, you'll know that I suffered with anxiety and depression. And I'm going to share with you something that I didn't realize I was going through. So there's the drama triangle. I don't know if you've ever heard it. I've heard, what's his name? I can't remember his name now. There's a coach called, Coaching Habit. Oh, I can't remember his name, what his name now. I've lost it now. But it's a psychology triangle called the victim. So there's the victim, there's the rescuer, and there's the victim, rescuer, and what's the other one? Victim, rescuer. Sorry? Rescuer. What was it? Rescuer. Persecutor. Rescuer, persecutor, and victim. That's it. I got it in. Rescuer, persecutor, and victim. And we are all in one of these three modes as we go through our lives. So I went through depression. Went through anxiety, high anxiety that then led to my depression. And Posh, I love it, Posh Notions. I mean, you're saying you've been doing personal growth over the past several years. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's when you become more aware, isn't it? So I used to try and be a rescuer 100% before my depression. I wanted to help people. So I was leading teams. I wanted to do really well. And so I wanted to help people, right? You want to help people, you want to get, but you can't control that, right? So if anyone got a problem, you're trying to solve it like that. You're trying to solve it. And of course, it doesn't get solved. They go, it's all your fault. So one of my team members was, I remember them really quite vividly. And what they said was, I said, look, I'm here to help you, I'm here to support you. And what they said was, I said to them, your failure is my failure. I said to them, your failure is my failure. And this is one of my lessons that I learned in leadership. Of course, when I did that, can you guess what happened? When I said that, when they didn't meet what they were going to do, they just blamed me. I was the rescuer. I got blamed for them not succeeding. Now, we all know in personal development that no one can do the work for you. You have to do it. Yes, there could be support, but you have to step in. You have to do the work. And I was taking away that person's responsibility or accountability. And that was wrong of me. It was really for them to step in, for them to perform, but with my support. And that is the key. It's all too well to distance yourself from your outcomes. But if you want outcomes, you've got to take actions. It's only through those actions that are leading to the outcomes that you want are going to start to get you there. But we're going to fail. We're going to fail tons of times. And there's a lovely thing about Denzel Washington said, actually. He said, have you got the guts to fail? I love that. Have you got the guts to fail? I used to hate failing. And I still don't like failing. I hate it. But you've got to learn things from it. All right? Posh, you've got here. That's when people get sick in victim. Absolutely. So I was rescue mode. So let's talk about victim mode then. Let's talk about that. People go, it's not my fault. It's all over there. Okay, let's talk about what happens when people say, hey, it's all over there. It's not my fault. What happens then? Of course, there's no work to do, right? Because it's not my fault. It's all over there, right? There's no work. And so if we are a victim, you lose your power. You lose your power to do anything because you give up your power. Now, I'm not saying it's difficult circumstances. One of the sort of inspiring books that I like to reference at this point is Viktor Frankl's Search for Meaning. Have you ever seen that? Not seen it, read it. It is empowering. He was in a concentration camp, psychologist, people dying around him. They decide one day whether, you know, he'd be going towards the guards. And if you look sick, you'd be off, sent off to the gas chambers. If you look well, you've got, so he would make a conscious effort to puff out his chest, to look strong. But he knew there's a purpose. He knew that he found purpose in his suffering. I'm going to say that again, purpose in your suffering, that you know you're doing for a bit because you know it's going to pass. And it's really hard when you go through difficult things, it's going to pass. When I had my depression, I never thought it was ever going to end. But I got to the point of going, I got so fed up with it. I kept saying, oh, it's not, you know, it's all this, it's all that, that. And I didn't take control of anything, right? I was so fed up with the feeling. I said, I'm going to do something about it. And one of the first books, and if you go back to episode one of the podcast, you'll reference the book. I'm sure I did. One of the books that helped me the most, it was my personal development journey, and Posh knows you'll stick with me on that, which is fantastic, is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. That's Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. Now, I don't know when people sort of lean into talk about leaning to fear when it happened, but that is what she's talking about. And this was many years ago. I'm talking, 12, even more, 15 years ago, she coined that phrase. Now, I don't know if she came up with it. I know it's wisdom passed through the ages, right? But it's those wisdom pieces. But it is a thing, isn't it? It's feel the fear and do it anyway. Do it scared. I'm doing this on my own today, right? I felt a bit nervous before coming on, right? But the whole point of this is to do it anyway, right? So we've talked about the victim. And if you want me to talk about that, I can do some more. We talked about a victim, talked about rescuer. So what's the next one? Right, so victim rescuer, there's the persecutor. Now, you've heard the person that says, oh, it's all rubbish, yeah, blah, 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 that's no good, that's rubbish. They're judging everything, all right? They've got on everything, right? Judging everything, got on this, got on that. Posh, explain that. Yes, that's how I got on TV. Tell me a little bit more about that. I'm not quite sure, but tell me a little bit about that. Pop it in the chat, I'm going to come on. If you want, you come live if you want. But the judgment, and I find myself judging, and I have to be switched on not to judge, because judgment, you know, it takes a lot of energy, and you end up again, oh, they're no good, that's no good. You end up, oh, freedom of the fear anyway. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, fantastic, Posh. But yeah, that whole thing about, you know, making sure that, you know, we're doing the thing. You know, judging is something that takes your power, because you're not allowing yourself a possibility. If you say, oh, I judge that thing and say, hey, that won't work, you haven't even tried it. As the lovely Evan Carmichael said, you can't think your way through sushi, right? You can't judge it. So I love that sort of thing about people judging things when you're trying things. They won't even try anything, because what there goes a pattern there. There's a pattern, right? There's a pattern around comfort. There's a pattern around comfort. So people aren't going to try new things because they're comfortable where they are. Now they're going to judge things because they don't want to try the new thing. And that's difficult, right? But it's only become self-aware and through personal development. And this is what Jim Rohn talks about, that you become aware of these things. You think, do you not have to try this? Because I don't know where it leads. And not to live with regret. So you can see judgment leads to regret. Judgment leads to not trying things. Judgment leads to being stuck. Victim is being stuck. You know, being a rescuer can lead to being stuck, right? Because you're trying to just help people, and you're basing your self-worth on whether they get it done or not. So it's important to remain aware of what role you're playing, aware of what's going on around you. And that can be really difficult. So when I had my depression, when that was difficult, I had that moment of saying, I'm fed up with this. I need to get on. And that was where, you know, coaching got involved. And coaching is such a beautiful tool to get to where you want to be. You'll try lots of things because you want to get somewhere. Now, the goal is great and exciting and everything. Hey, Angie, look at that. Oh, come on then. Let's see if we can get someone on. Let's have a little look. Yeah, let's get Posh Notions on. Get you on the podcast, Posh Notions. Get on the podcast. Hey, Angela, welcome to the live. I'm good a bit earlier today. Lee and Ryan can't make it, Angela. Hey, hello. Welcome to Inspiration Nation Podcast. You're going to be enshrined in history on the podcast. Welcome. So today I'm meant to have Lee and Ryan. I don't know if you've joined before, right? We usually have Lee and Ryan. They're not very well tonight. So I usually have a three of us. Can you hear me? Yeah, we usually have three of us. But they've not been able to go on tonight. Let me put you on speaker, actually, because if I put you on speaker, because I'll have to get you on speaker. Hold on. See if you can come across. Hold on a second. I just want to see if this comes across on video. Hold on. Have a little chat. There you go. Put it on. There you go. Yeah, carry on. Carry on, Posh Notions.
Jump on and say hi. I was just asking if this is how you normally do your podcast through Instagram Live. So I've actually been looking for more podcasts to get on, help share my story, get the word out there. I'm not ready to do my own, so I've been guesting on other people's.
That's great. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your story, because I know I've seen you a lot on Instagram Live, and I've talked about, like, a little bit here about, you know, with personal development. I think this turned into a little bit of a personal development podcast. So we've probably got about 15, 20 minutes left of the podcast, but share your story. Let's hear it.
My story, wow. I'll try to make compressive, because I'm not really great at concise. Sick with something called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And it left me paralyzed temporarily, kind of like having a stroke. And I spent the next several years trying to heal from that, but honestly, still in the mindset that I kind of wanted to go back to my old life, not realizing that that wasn't the goal of getting sick in the first place. I had a couple more kids. 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, a now 8-year-old, and a 4.5-year-old.
Wow.
And when I got sick, I ended up having to leave my job as an accountant because my cognitive function was so impaired that I couldn't work anymore. And so in 2016, I started Posh Notions, making custom apparel. So like logo, I call it logo gear. Basically, like promotional wear is another word for it. So you see people's logos on their shirts, so for businesses, organizations, and whatnot.
Lovely.
And last year, I think this is the most concise I've been telling the story ever.
It's great. This is good.
I mentioned real quick, Guillain-Barré ended up turning into multiple chronic conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. Wow. So my healing journey was nowhere near over. I still live with these multiple conditions. Interestingly enough, depression, anxiety, and a whole long list of mental health diagnoses preceded all of that. So I'm very familiar with the depression, anxiety space, and difficulties that come with that. Challenges. But last year, when the world shut down, there was no demand for what I was doing anymore. And I had a couple people come and ask me if I could make custom masks. And I was like, nope, I don't sew. So I have no idea how to do this. And when the third person came, I ended up saying, you know what? This is a sign from the universe that I'm meant to at least give this a shot. And dusted off a vintage 60-year-old sewing machine and learned how to sew. Launched my Etsy store and was making the masks that you were talking about. And then kind of morphed into a bunch of other things using vintage materials and what I like to call upcycling. I was learning how to make pillows and skirts and all kinds of different things. And I'm mentoring with David Meltzer. I'm in his private Facebook group. He's become a great mentor and friend. And November of last year, he was taking a show that he calls 2-Minute Drill from Instagram and YouTube to live global TV.
Wow.
It was picked up by Bloomberg TV. never had any intention of actually following through and applying for this. I was kind of hinting about it. And it was funny because one of the group coaching sessions, he called me out and was like, everybody who hasn't applied yet needs to apply. And that means you, Bonnie. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to do this now. So I'm looking at my pitch is still hanging here on my bedroom mirror, and I still waited a few more days. I was terrified to apply. I didn't think I belonged. Like, I didn't feel like I could compete with any of the people that I knew were going to be doing this. And had much more established businesses and backings from like the NFL and like all of these crazy revenue. I didn't have any of those things, right? But I applied, and when I got picked, I was running around the house screaming, trying to explain to people what I was so excited about. And ended up on TV in December, recording for the third episode of 2 Minute Joe. And again, still felt like I didn't belong, you know. I did my best writing a pitch, but I just was like, I'm going to do this so I don't embarrass myself. And because I, and David, because I will, you know. I'm going to keep my word. And after losing power and having no internet and having pixelated video when I recorded, I ended up winning $50,000 in cash and prizes on global TV.
That's incredible.
And it was crazy. It's been very surreal. I'm still learning to accept it. It sounds funny. I'm still working on worthiness issues. A lot of it stemming from trauma and my illness and depression and everything, anxiety. And kind of learning, like, that I can do hard, big, scary things. Like, I've kind of been doing that my whole life, but out of necessity. And now I'm kind of doing the things that I want to do, not things that I have to. And the latest thing, I just had an interview with a local paper, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is the big city paper here where I'm at. I'm in Pennsylvania, in the USA. And the woman wrote an amazing article about me. And again, it's about acceptance, people congratulating. And I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And still kind of where I'm at right now is just really borrowed belief. And learning how to, I think you know Coach Lily Ma. I think I met you through Evan and that whole ecosystem.
Yes.
And she's been working most recently with her on finding, instead of outside confirmation, which we were calling it like inside, like evidence. Because like, I don't understand how I got here. I don't feel like I deserve to be here. Da, 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 da. And she's like, what about all these things? And although, because a lot of them were business related, I wasn't equating them to like winning this thing. And she's really helping me find that, you know, learning about supplements, getting off of medications, you know, working on myself, reading. But all of these things were things that allowed me to have this major accomplishment, even though in my mind I wasn't kind of equating those building blocks to this accomplishment, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I'm working on right now as far as personal development is. Being able to accept congratulations and everything and actually feel it, not just kind of surface level, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in that position where you're just like, how many different ways can I say thank you? I'm starting to feel like it's not genuine, but it is. It's just that I'm not letting, for some reason, I haven't been able to feel that excitement for more than a very short period of time. Like I said, it's a worthiness issue that I'm working on, so. I'd love to hear your thoughts about that.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I mean, going back to that, when I was going through my, you know, my difficulty and my depression, I used to find it hard to. I always used to go back with, oh, it was nothing, or it was just dismissed some. Oh, it's just
minimizing.
Yeah, minimizing the, you know, the things you've done well. Oh, you really helped us. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, you know, you did it or whatever. And that's quite. It's good to give them the thing, but there's that whole thing about that self-deprecation, not taking credit,
yeah,
and like distancing.
Yeah, the credit thing is the one that Lily pointed out to me. She's like, every time somebody points out something good, you like sideswipe it or something. Like, I'm like, yeah, well, she wrote a really good article, but it was your story and you shared your story. I'm like, yeah, but she did a really good job telling it, and it wasn't sinking in. Like, it wasn't great story to tell in the first place. And that's just made my heart jump when I said that. But it's true, you know. And I think a lot of it, too, is, I've talked about this before, is I'm reading a book called Brag Better. I just started it. Is growing up, we were taught, like, don't be boastful, don't brag, don't make people feel bad because you're successful. And that, especially as a girl, you know, keep quiet, stay small, you know, be seen, not heard, all that nonsense that we're kind of taught. It's very hard now for me. I'm learning how to just be proud of the stuff that I'm kind of doing. So that I can do more good stuff and help people and, you know, all of those good things that come with that.
And you should be proud.
Hi, Angela.
Yeah, she's in there. It's lovely, isn't it? So, and you should be proud. I mean, the things you do. And I've seen, you know, your masks and, you know, the thing you talked about. And I didn't know your story, really. It's just lovely to sort of, for you to be brave enough to come on and talk about actually that worthiness piece. And I've got two girls myself. And you know, I encourage them to be themselves. I want them to grab the world by the, can I say that, by the horns? I was going to say horns. And they're doing it, but it's hard. I think it's difficult sometimes. And I was going to ask you, what do you, I mean, you know, you're doing the work still, the deep work on the worthiness piece, but what have you found out that's stopping you accept, you know, that congratulations or you've done really well? What do you think is one of the major things you've discovered?
And sorry, what was the question again?
About, can you hear me now? It's more because of my headphones, but.
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's about accepting, you know, congratulations or a thank you. Or so what was the major one? Or, you know, I know still doing work on it. What is the major one? Or what is the one that's, do you think, stopping you the most to accept
what's
those things?
Stopping me?
Yeah.
From accepting?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I really just feel like, I mean, I don't know how much you believe in this, but I believe that we all carry generational trauma. Things that we weren't even around to see that are just been passed down from generation to generation. And it's kind of, I feel like I've been the one chosen, as big as that sounds, or conceited, or whatever you want to call it, but to break those cycles. And so I have been put in situations where I'm reliving the same lessons kind of over and over in different, bigger and better ways each time. Because this is definitely not something I want to pass down to my kids. Like, I want that cycle to stop with me. I know my mom had a very troublesome upbringing. I had a lot of stuff happen as a kid, trauma-wise, all the way through adulthood. And I think a lot of it is trauma response, to be honest with you. It's being told repeatedly you're nothing and what you do doesn't matter. Even though logically we might know that in a like say an abusive environment, after a while it's kind of hard to believe anything else when you're being inundated by that. Now that's something that's a very kind of severe reasoning behind that, but I think it can also be something as simple as, you know, being ridiculed in middle school or high school or being bullied would all be reasons that having a hard time standing up and saying, hey, I matter, hey, I did a good job, hey, I'm important, would be really difficult for somebody.
Well, Posh, so. You know, I've got on here actually the comments. I've got here Carol Cafardi. I was not aware of your story. You're a true inspiration. There you go. So there you go.
You.
I've got Nina here. Yes, well, same here. Generational trauma. I've got Angela. We love you, Posh. Getting a lot of love here, Posh. So you're getting a lot of love. It's lovely.
Thank you.
You know, with the greatest heart and compassion to serve others, it's Angela. So you're getting a lot of love here. Getting a lot of love. And it is, isn't it? And I think you're right. You hit the nail on the head. I think a lot of it's been conditioned. And it's always talk about, and we know we're part of, you know, Evan Carmichael, Mark Drager, that sort of community. And they talk about the people you surround yourself with. But when you're a child, you don't really get a choice, do you? You've got parents, and you've got, and you're at school, and you get conditioned really early. And so when you get into adulthood, it seems to like manifest itself. I myself had a best friend. He's no longer with us, but who I thought was my best friend. And of course, he was a child, and he would just take my confidence away. Being my best friend, he'd say, "You're no good at this," and he wouldn't. It's like that whole thing. And I'd go into the bathroom. I told this story in one of my videos. I'd go into the bathroom. I'd cry my eyes out because it would really hurt. It would take it in. And as you get older, you know, you just don't realise these things have an effect. So I totally agree with you. And I think that thing about the generational thing about the thinking, they do say things like anxiety can be hereditary and depression can be hereditary. So I think there's some truth in that. I don't think there's a million miles away. I think there's some truth in it. It's just we haven't been able to, I don't know, there's probably some evidence of it as well. But I truly believe there is something in that. So I think you're on the right path for sure. Because my mum and dad, they suffer from anxiety and stuff like that. No, go on. Here you go.
I was just going to say, I think it's not even just about the genetics. I mean, that's a big part of it. But I think it also has to do with, so I don't know if you've ever heard about, like, cellular DNA and genetic, epigenetic DNA. And Joe Dispenza talks about this. David Meltzer, my mentor, talks about this. So I'm not going to explain what happened because it's pretty gruesome. But there was a pretty traumatic event on my dad's side of the family with his mother and his sisters. That happened when he was a teenager. And he told me this story when I was probably 18 or 19 years old. And it affected me, but not, like, I was kind of like, it didn't affect me because I didn't know these people. It wasn't something that had happened in my lifetime. It was a sad story, and it was kind of crazy to hear. And I wanted to learn a little bit more, but it didn't affect, I didn't think anyways that it affected me in any way. As I was nearing the same age as my, I guess, would have been grandmother, passed away, which was 39, I started having all of these exacerbated, let's say, anxiety symptoms and suicidal, you know, thoughts and whatnot. And I couldn't get a grasp on it. And the story popped back in my head. And it wasn't until, I was basically terrified I was going to turn out like this woman and do the horrible things that she did. And that was really something that was really hard to get over. But it's interesting because I never knew her. I never met this woman. She was gone way before I was born. But there was something about being connected to her that I had to heal what she had gone through. And I know that some people don't believe in that. It took me a long time to really kind of grasp, like, is that even possible? I was finally able to heal that, and I didn't have the same negative attachment to her anymore. I stopped being afraid of that. So I know that was kind of all over the place and a little bit deep, but sometimes these things happen to our ancestors, our mothers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, whoever, and we're not even aware that it's happened. But the energy has been carried generation, and we get stuck with it until we're ready to kind of look it in the face, even if we don't know what it is, and dig down and heal that and kind of release that for everybody else that's to come. I don't know.
No, I love that. No, I love that. Yeah, you got some more love coming through. I've got here, I've got Angela. We are each of some of our parents'. Parents' paths, I think. Nina's giving some love to David Meltzer, Joe Dispenza. I'm reading A Course in Miracles, recommended by David Meltzer. And Angela, we are also extraordinary resilient overcomers and break cycles of pain. And I think you're absolutely right. And I think we've all got our own levels of that. And it's amazing, your story, honestly. It's like, and what you're talking about to me is like, you know, I'm learning stuff coming on this. And I've heard a lot about this passing through the energy and things like this. And I think you're right. And I think there is a lot to it because I think, you know, for me, I know my family suffered with anxiety, even didn't know until later. And then you start to recognize, even my mum's still alive, you know, bless her soul, but I still recognize she still has it, but she's not aware of it. And it's like, you know, it's that whole awareness thing. So I love that you shared that with us. It's amazing, honestly. So I'm going to just sort of give you one thing. So if you're going to, I suppose, describe, like, because this is the Inspiration Nation podcast. So I think your story's been inspiring because, like, what you've done, you know, you've got that win, you're working through your personal development. What would you say inspires you to carry on and to really continue to make a difference?
That I can. can be, and it's, for me, it's, I was given another chance to, and all of these different things I've overcome with cancer and foreclosure and, I mean, this illness and being paralyzed and all of these different things, and I wasn't brought here just to get through that stuff. Like, I'm 42 years old. I've still got hopefully half my life left, you know? Why stop? Like, why not do as much as I possibly can while I'm here and help as many people as I can? Cause especially knowing how stuck I was in the beginning. And I see so many people stuck now after, you know, going through trauma. And mostly for me, I'm in the kind of in the chronic illness space, seeing these people who have been convinced that their diagnosis is basically a life sentence and that they're never going to get better and things are only going to progressively get worse because everything I have is considered a degenerative progressive condition. And I get to prove people wrong in the process and have fun proving my doctors wrong. Like, hey, guess what? I'm not in a wheelchair yet. Hey, guess what? I'm not taking these medications. Hey, you know, you're not giving me DNA injections anymore, like, and that gives people the hope that they don't have to, hopefully gives people the hope that they're going through this in the beginning, that they don't have to just throw in the towel, and I feel like a lot of people are doing that, so part of that's frustration, because I'm like, who told you to quit? You don't have to quit, you know, so that's a lot.
I love that.
What I'm trying to do, all I've ever really wanted to do is just do something so that I could show other people, and I say something because I had no idea what that was 5 years ago, but do something so I could show people they didn't have to stop doing whatever it is that they love, even if it slows them down, that they still can keep going, like little baby steps at a time.
So I'm getting, it's lovely, and that's such an inspiring message, especially when you said about the doctor said, you know, this is what you're going to happen, and you're going to, I'm not in a wheelchair yet. I love that. Absolutely love that you're sort of showing people, hey, you don't have to accept those labels or accept that. And, you know, coming from your position, what you've been through, cancer, all the paralysis, that is truly inspiring. And I'm getting chills right now just thinking about that. I mean, I'm not, you know, when you think about that extent, it's just incredible. And I just didn't know this about you. You know, so this is amazing. Like, it's honestly, truly inspiring. And this is what this whole podcast is about. So I just want to say thank you so much for sharing that. Honestly, it's, I don't want to say, I'm speechless. And as people can remember this podcast, I have a lot of words. So hand in my heart, I love that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I happened to see you go live and we got to chat. I've been wanting to reach out and talk more, but everything happens in the perfect way at the perfect time, right?
Well, it's aligned, didn't it? Because Leah and Ryan aren't here, don't usually go live with people, so this is meant to happen. You know, believe in the universe.
Yeah.
This is what's happened.
Exactly.
We've got posh notions in the house, inspiring the nation, right? That is what this is about. And I'll say thank you so much, because I really appreciate it. I loved it, absolutely loved it. So, you know, perhaps another time come on again. I think that'd be great. You know, I think it'd be great for you to come on, because it's just something I think we need more of it, more of this in the whole world, because I think people can, you know, people can have a perception of something and think, I can't do that. I think actually I watched one of Mark Drager's videos, and a lady, you know, got knocked off a motorcycle, Amberley, and they told she had compartment syndrome or something, about real severe pain.
Yeah.
That's another.
I think it's CRPS is what it's called.
That's it. And they said, you're not going to walk again. And then like you, proving them wrong, like, and it's just inspiring, and I've got you here inspiring people with your story, so I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming on, so thank you very much, Posh Notes. And now I'll know more about you, so I'll see your posts. Is that so? Absolutely, it's lovely. So any last parting words, any last parts of wisdom do you want to give our audience before we sign off tonight? Have you got anything else you want to say?
Minute drill, it's a little shameless self plug, right? But no, I'd love to come on and talk to you some more at another time, scheduled time.
Be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Be great. So where can people find you? I know we find you on Instagram. Just give us your handle. Give us your handles wherever you are on my social.
Gosh, Notion's everywhere. I was fortunate enough that I scooped them all up, and it's not a common phrase. So I have a website. I have an Etsy shop. Everything's under Posh Notions. Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. Yeah, I'm pretty much everywhere. All with the same name.
So go check Posh Notions out. Inspiring, amazing. I mean, I didn't know the story behind you, so
YouTube.
Go on.
YouTube. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you. YouTube. Also, I always forget YouTube for some reason.
Do not forget the YouTube. Do not forget the YouTube. So go over there. So go to YouTube, subscribe. Don't forget to hit the bell as well, so it'll notify you when another video goes live with Posh Notions. Absolutely. It's lovely. Thank you so much, Posh Notions. I really appreciate you coming on. Lapsy, lovely. So where are you? Whereabouts are you before we sign off? Whereabouts are you? In America somewhere, I imagine. Is that right? I don't know if I've got that title.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, USA.
Lovely, lovely. So there you go. What's the time over there now? Is it quite late, early?
No, I think we're like 5 hours. Are you in the UK? I think we're like 5 hours behind you.
Oh, so
3:41 right now.
Look at that. Beautiful. Well, thanks very much. I love it. It's lovely to connect with you. Love to connect across the pond as well. I love it. And so thank you so much. Right. And we'll just sign off now. So really appreciate you. And I'm just going to sign off with a bit of Inspiration Nation. What we do is we usually do a 3-2-1 sign off. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do that. So here we go. So it's Inspiration Nation. We catch you guys later. Take care, Posh. And see you later. Thanks all for joining. Appreciate you all. Take care. Bye. And there you go, episode of the podcast. Don't forget, go check out Posh Notions on YouTube, Instagram. It's fantastic. I'll just go to say to you, don't forget to go over, catch my newsletter. Don't get news at jncoachingtechnology.weave.com. Every week you will get a inspirational newsletter to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channels, Jose Noir Inspiration Nation. Get this episode of the podcast. Listen to that inspirational story because it is amazing. So that's what I need you to do. Don't forget we're on Twitter at listen2in because you'll catch it over there. Don't forget to go and review all the episodes of the podcast because they have got some amazing with episode 109 you listened to. So that is an amazing 109th episode of Posh Notions. Absolute gold. Inspiring stories. It just shows you that there is possibility beyond anything that you can think of. So don't forget, catch you guys later. This is Inspiration Nation, and I'll see you there.